This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The racial disparity in drug-related sentencing in this country is an established fact. Blacks are arrested and go to jail at far higher rates than whites for the same drug crimes. There is also, it turns out, racial disparity in drug-related opportunity, which is becoming clear as marijuana becomes an above-board and booming industry. Most of the profits and proceeds from the 30% bump in sales last year to $7 billion worth of marijuana is going to whites. So some states are trying to create a more level playing field, as Marketplace's Erica Barris reports.
It's a scorcher of a day in McKeesport, Pennsylvania, and nearly 1,000 people are lined up to apply for just 25 jobs. There aren't a lot of decent-paying jobs around here, and these are double the minimum wage with benefits. Bobby Boyd was near the front of the line. For years, he's been bouncing around in lots of low-wage jobs.
Assembly line work, American Textile, Amazon, a lot of warehouse work.
You can come in and sign in over here.
Today, he's endured the sweltering heat to break that cycle and get in on the ground floor of a new industry that could revive McKeesport's economy, medical marijuana. Since U.S. Steel left the area in the 80s,
the McKeesport has had its struggles. Obstacles and challenges have been tremendous. It's been a battle over the last few decades.
That's Mayor Michael Cherepko. He says the town's lost a third of its population and one in four people live in poverty. That line of medical marijuana job seekers, it runs down a main street where nearly every storefront is empty.
I see families throughout the city of McKeesport, you know, whether it's white, black, whatever the case may be, it's the same situation. I have people coming and asking about jobs, asking about employment.
And when the Pure Penn Medical Marijuana Facility opens here on the site of what used to be an iron pipe plant, workers will be learning nearly every aspect of growing and processing cannabis. If the industry takes off, this community could become a new kind of company town.
Good afternoon. What a great day for the city of McKeesport, for the Mon Valley.
That's Mayor Cherepko at the groundbreaking, a day that didn't happen by accident. When medical marijuana became legal in Pennsylvania, the law also required that disadvantaged communities like McKeesport get priority for growers' licenses and that minority job applicants get preference. Attorney Robert White says if blacks don't get in on the ground floor,
then that space just won't ever exist. What we will see is really a repeat of what we see, say, in the construction industry, where minority-owned businesses have to settle for these small subcontracts as opposed to really being some of the prime players.
White, a city council member in Washington, D.C., wrote legislation to encourage minority-owned businesses there to get preferences in the application process.
The government has played an active role in creating wealth disparities by race, then it must play an active role in trying to rebalance this.
If recent history is any guide, that won't happen on its own. Ezekiel Edwards with the ACLU has been tracking this industry. He says white-owned and staff marijuana businesses predominate in early adapter states like Washington and Colorado. That may be because blacks tend to earn less and not have the $500,000 they typically need to start a dispensary.
It's hard overnight to kind of think that you're creating a level playing field and then expect that communities that have been historically excluded from the same economic opportunities as whites would just be able to kind of pick up and join those industries as easily.
In fact, lots of states now have systems that give advantages to diverse applicants, but they come with strings. Here in Pennsylvania, for instance, people with marijuana convictions can't get jobs in the industry. Job seeker Bobby Boyd thinks that's unfair, even though it won't affect him.
A lot of people from the area was arrested on those charges. If they're making it a problem like that, then I think that they're trying to target a certain type of people.
But he says he's still hopeful that this new industry could mean better jobs for this beleaguered town. In Pittsburgh, I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.